All right, here we are on a Monday morning. So much time and energy spent over the last couple of weeks talking about Judge Kavanaugh that this bit of news really didn't get, I don't think, the attention it deserved. We haven't really talked much about the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, which has yet to be ratified, but the agreement at least has been reached, and there's a lot to talk about in this. Joining us right now from Conway McKenzie, a global management consulting and financial advisory firm with offices in Michigan and around the country, senior managing director who leads teams that help auto suppliers throughout the region and across the world as well. Steve Wybo on the line with us right now. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on this morning.
This really was overshadowed. I think had we not had Judge Kavanaugh last week, we probably would have been talking a lot more about what's being regarded as sort of NAFTA 2.0.
I agree. I think it's pretty historic, certainly for the auto industry, and it's a big win for the Trump campaign. And it really was overshadowed by some pretty major news with what was going on with the Kavanaugh issues.
Indeed. So now that the dust is beginning to settle, we can talk a little bit more about this. So let's get into it. Is this good for automakers?
I think so. You know, at the end of the day, what this is going to do is keep production in North America. And North America, of course, includes Canada and Mexico, and it's not just the U.S. And there's certainly still risk that production will be moved south, as it's been doing for the last 20 years, into Mexico. We have lower wages, of course, so you take into consideration labor arbitrage, and the OEMs tend to make more money on vehicles when they produce it with lower labor. So it doesn't mean that production is not going to be moved into Mexico and potentially Canada. But what it does mean is that it stays in North America. And that is good on a net basis for the U.S. economy, because still up to about 40% of all vehicles today that come out of Mexico contain U.S. content. So many, many parts are made in the U.S., believe it or not, shipped into Mexico and then assembled on vehicles. That's a good thing for the U.S. So I do believe that that, coupled with the fact that 40% of the vehicles produced in Mexico must contain a $16 an hour labor rate, which is substantially higher than Mexico is paying its laborers today, will make the U.S. more competitive vis-a-vis the Mexican labor.
Absolutely. So it may not behoove those auto suppliers to send the jobs to Mexico as much as before then.
That's right. I mean, Mexico is going to be forced to be competitive at least on about 40% of their vehicles in terms of labor rates. So it should help the Mexican worker get a higher labor rate, which should help the U.S. worker compete more globally and certainly within North America.
Technology is certainly changing the auto industry, and it is about to change it even more, I think, as we see more and more electric vehicles and autonomous vehicles and electric autonomous vehicles. So how is that going to be impacted by this USMCA?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's talking about the ACEs these days in automotive, which is autonomy, connectivity, electrification, and sharing. And you see, you know, companies like Ford and GM investing in ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft. And I think that a lot of those technology decisions still are made in the U.S. So I think as the vehicle moves upstream to more autonomy, electrification, connectivity, et cetera, I think that means good, high-paying jobs for U.S. workers, because kind of like the Apple iPhone, certainly the components and a lot of the phone are made overseas, but a lot of the technology is still developed here. So I think as we move upstream closer to self-driving vehicles and vehicles that require a lot more technology, that will bode well for the American worker.
Of course, to build those vehicles, we need skilled labor, and there's a shortage, not just here in Michigan, but I think nationally we're dealing with this shortage of skilled workers, aren't we?
We really are. I've got a lot of clients in the Midwest that have a huge shortage, and that really is causing a headwind in the industry, in that labor rates have gone up fairly significantly. And, you know, if you remember 30, 40 years ago, it was very good to get a job out of college or a trade school at a General Motors, let's say. And there's been a pretty large gap in that, and the younger generation hasn't found the automotive industry as attractive as it once was. So now that it has snapped back significantly over the last 10 years, there's a huge shortage of workers in the industry, and it's causing these automotive suppliers to have to pay more to attract talent.
Yeah, and that price ultimately gets passed on to the consumer, doesn't it?
That's exactly right, and that's ultimately what will happen with all of these tariffs that we've seen recently back and forth between, you know, China and the U.S. and other parts of the world. And even with this new Mexico-Canada trade agreement, If, in fact, Mexico has to be more competitive in its wage rate, it will increase the price of cars, and that, too, will ultimately be passed on to us, the American consumer.
This has been approved, as we said, in general terms between the three North American countries. What are the next steps, though? Because this hasn't been signed yet, right?
That's right. I think it will be. I think, Canada was a little bit late to the table in the last couple of weeks. It might have been last week. They've said that they're going to follow suit with Mexico and the U.S. I think it will happen. I think that it's an agreement that, it's going to be 16 years long. It'll be reviewed every 6 years. And, there'll be some changes along the way, I'm sure, and it will be revisited. But I believe that, the table is set for this agreement to go in place in short order.
Well, it certainly is a historic an agreement, and again, one that hasn't gotten a lot of coverage, but I think that it will now that we can turn our attention to other things and really kind of dive into this. We appreciate the insight this morning, Steve. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me,
Paul. All right, take care.
Bye
now.
Bye-bye.